read somewhere that the Sufi poet Hafiz was once asked a question. What is the sign of someone who truly knows God? And it said that he responded to the question like this. He looked at the young woman and paused for quite a while before he said anything. When he spoke, he said, they've learned to drop the knife. They've learned to drop the cruel knife most so often used upon their tender self and that of others. The knife that we're most often using upon our tender self and others is judgment. And this knife of judgment is the instrument of separation. And it's a very favorite tool of our ego. A Course in Miracles says that it's not that we shouldn't judge, it's that we can't. That to judge anything accurately would be to be aware of an inconceivably wide range of factors. For example, the reasons why someone acted the way they did, said what they did, the background to that, the history to that, the influences in the environment for that happening, the effects of that happening on everything, on everyone, on the whole. And that to judge someone accurately would also to be aware of the consequences or the effects of our judgment, our assessment, not only on the person and the situation at the time, but in the future, in the time to come. And then it goes on to say, who except in arrogant fantasies could claim to have such information at all times? I thought that was extraordinary when I first came upon it, and so true. And how so often our judgments that cause grievances and painful stories between us and within us are really based on not having the full information, not really understanding the wide range of factors that go into things being the way they are. And so this is really why we need forgiveness, why every spiritual path emphasizes the importance of the virtue of forgiveness. Some have teachings that open up the how more than others. But again, A Course in Miracles says that God doesn't forgive because God's never condemned. Which is, of course, the non-dual reality. There's no condemnation or judgment in the depth of reality. And so it reveals that, you know, the forgiveness is really something that we need for ourselves. We need to forgive ourselves and to forgive one another. And that this really cuts to the heart of what it is to really live our spiritual practice and path in real life with one another in the midst of our humanity. And we all know that it's really easy to be mindful, peaceful, compassionate, when no one's ruffling our feathers and we're not being disturbed. So we can control our situation. Only, you know, the minute we start interacting with others, all that flies out the window. And so spiritual practice is not just for the times that we're here in a situation like this in Sangha. It's every moment, every breath, every interaction.